Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the crab diving studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Devil inside, ladies and gentlemen, it's Crab Nation Live coming at you on a Tuesday. Fire up your liquid use and join us here in the studio as we spread our usual kind of sophisticated humor and shit. My name is Patrick Vile.
I am Ryan Pfeiffer.
We're here 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, live 3 to 5 p.m.
For sure.
If you're lending us your ear hole space on the Eastern Coast, we appreciate every second.
Crab divers!
Crab divers.
Lend me your ears!
Tweet us during the show if you like. Use that Twitter machine, at Crab Diving.
That's right, man.
We don't have a chat. We're not a live chat. That is our live chat.
How do we do that?
Twitter.
What if we wanted to live chat? We're live chatting right now, you and me.
Yeah, I think there is a live chat function somewhere.
No, really.
For the future, possibly.
That.
Figure
it's
out
too hard.
How that bullshit works. But in lieu of that, tweet
in
us.
In lieu.
Tweet lieu. Liquid U Tuesday.
Yeah, I remember I was working on some play, and the director at the end of the rehearsal, they gave notes. They're like, okay, one more thing, right? So we're all in agreement. Liquid U, right? We'll be using Liquid U in this show. It's just a funny edict. Liquid U! All right? Are we in agreement?
If you don't know what we're talking about, it means like instead of saying Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You say Tuesday.
You're like a fucking asshole.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Liquid U, guys.
The problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
That's John Cleese. But you notice how he said Cupid.
Liquid you.
Not stupid.
He uses a liquid you, which is the correct way.
Well, and he's also Britannish.
Oh, yes. They do everything in the correct way, the British, except looking attractive.
Kate apparently is yelling at one of the other interns in the kitchen.
Right.
Or more likely, a piece of kibble that she pulled out of the out of her bowl and is for some
reason. That kibble's expensive. It's better than the shit we eat.
She thinks it's a vole or something.
What's a vole? Oh, a bug?
No, a vole is a little, it's a little rat-like creature that lives underground like a mole.
It's a rodent.
But it's different than a mole, I think.
Is it a rodent?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, interesting.
I think.
By the way, speaking of rodents, our beautiful city, Los Angeles, is number two out of the top 10 rat-infested cities in the country.
Oh, what are those stats?
I don't know. Listen,
I'm going to go tell the people, I'm going to go pour food in the dog's dish.
Right. Oh, are you really?
It's empty. I just heard her flip it over.
Yeah, do whatever.
It'll be a horrific show.
Number two is L.A. Guess what number one is? Another place that you've lived.
Chicago?
Chicago. L.A., Chicago.
Wait,
number
Chicago
one
is a big rat city?
Yeah, man. The nation's most rat-infested city, is it the one you'd guess? God, hey, anybody that works at the Huffington Post, that's where I'm reading this study from, if you could relax on the fucking pop-ups. We all know everyone goes to your fucking website to get news, but right now I'm getting something, you're trying to sell me something called Dreamforce? I don't even know what this is, but it's preventing me from reading this fucking story, and every time I go to close it out, it won't fucking let me. I can't read this story. Anyway, according to a Monday news release from the pest control, company Orkin, Chicago holds the distinction of being the nation's rattiest city.
Gross.
That's so horrible. Now, I was getting a horrible pop-up on HuffPo.
Man, I remember a couple of when I bartended at that bar on the south side of Chicago.
Right.
That may or may not have had, a racist issue or two. I remember taking the trash out in the back sometimes. And there were rats.
Gross.
Maybe they were giant voles.
Oh, my God.
But they were real huge motherfuckers. And not the biggest I ever saw. That was in New York.
Oh, yeah. Rats are huge. One time I was in Chicago, I was doing a play. I've told you this many times, and I was sitting backstage, and I saw a fucking rat the size of Kate crawl through someone's costume, a headpiece that they wore on their head. I didn't have a chance to tell them before they went on stage because it just didn't work out. And I was on stage. It was impossible. I would have had to have broken.
What was the show?
Broke the fourth wall. Animal Farm at the Bailiwick Theater in Chicago.
Cat. You could have broken. You could have.
I don't know.
Thrown in a fake line or something.
I know. It wasn't the convention that I talked.
Four legs good, two legs bad. Four legs good.
George Orwell would have been proud of that.
That was a fun
show. That show was horrible. That was fun.
A vole is a small rodent resembling a mouse, but with a stouter body, a shorter hairy tail.
Stout.
A slightly rounder head.
Yummy.
Smaller ears and eyes.
Are they tasty?
And differently formed molars.
No,
so
really?
I guess if you're not sure, it looks like a fucking mouse to me.
Sounds like evolution to me, motherfucker. Right? Formed molars.
I guess if you want to tell the difference, you just grab one and check its molars.
Oh, that's
see
easy.
See if it's a mouse or a vole.
There, listen to this. And if the mere thought of a horrific rat problem isn't enough to make one's skin crawl, I'm still reading from the HuffPo.
Mm-hmm.
The rodents are about to enjoy a seasonal surge. Fall is a prime time for the commensal rodents to actively seek food,
for the
water, and shelter when temperatures drop. Commensal? C-O-M-M-E-N as in Nancy, S-A-L.
Wow.
Commensal? What the fuck
is
that mean?
That's a type of rodent?
A commensal. They're communipal. They like community.
They are.
They're community.
They're a friendly bunch.
Yeah. Below are the 12 worst cities from the new rankings, which are based on the number of rat treatments the company performed last year. So this is all. This is Orkin. Orkin put this out. So whatever. Number 12, Denver. Number 11, Dallas-Fort Worth. Number 10, Miami.
God, what a weird word. Commensal.
Followed by Baltimore. Followed by Cleveland Steamers. Followed by Detroit. Followed by Seattle. Followed by San Fran.
Commensal means living on or within another organism.
Fucking gross. So like, what, is Chicago an organism?
And deriving benefit without harming or benefiting the host. So a parasite, I think, hurts the host.
No benefit.
A symbiote maybe helps the host. I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm making
How
shit
dare
up.
You call me a symbiote?
And then the... It's a parasite that causes no harm nor benefit.
Great.
Really weird, man. Yeah, that's what commensalism means.
Well, there. So New York number 4, Washington number 3, L.A., Chicago. L.A.,
gross.
Chicago, Washington, New York. That's how it shakes
Those
out.
Those are the rattiest cities, ladies and
it's
gentlemen.
It's kind of like some of the...
I'm sure it'll be on our Facebook or is on our Facebook.
It is. It's going up later today.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yep. There's also a chick out there that's made millions of dollars twerking. Have you been reading about her, the teacher that
No.
That's stupid.
No.
I just happened to see. I don't know anything about it. I just have to see it in the news. It was nestled there between like Ebola and fucking ISIS, end of the world kind of shit.
On the HuffPo, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That seems to be their
chick is a kindergarten teacher that makes a shitload of money twerking.
The way they're working, over on the HuffPo right now.
We got to get Kate to twerk.
You'll be reading about some horrific abortion law that passed, and over on the side, it's I don't know. I paint my tits yellow for Thursday.
Right. It's so important. No, well, you remember the three-titted girl? What's going? Do we have a follow-up on her?
No.
Have we checked in with her?
Found out she's fake, so nobody cares anymore. Anybody can walk around with sew a third cup on a bra.
It's a misnomer. I think it was real, and the right-wing nut jobs, the Alex Jones type,
they took her out.
Took her out because she proves evolution exists.
You're right. You think women's breasts are increasing?
Yes.
They're having fewer children. So
no,
I would think they're going to be a mono boob pretty soon.
As the world's food supply shrinks, the human body will evolve to compensate. So you have a third breast, a third faucet for milk.
I don't know.
No, you'll get a third
it's
more.
One tap is right in the middle.
Right.
The nipples
We're
are going to
start too.
Getting closer to each other.
Human beings are just going to walk around just squirting milk out. It's the only way we'll be able to survive. You'll have a milk buddy.
They're going to invent fuck bots, and then nobody's going to be sucking on anything.
Yeah. Can you imagine you have a tit on your back, and the law is...
I do that.
People just are constantly... It doesn't matter who. Your tit's on your back, and people are just constantly drinking off your tit. It doesn't matter who. We all just need to survive. So you're sitting on the subway and some stranger's just sucking away.
You just got to offer your...
You just got to deal with it.
Your nipple to them.
Right. So horrible.
Let's see what else is going on here. I don't even know what the headlines are. I haven't even looked at going on in the big news today.
ISIS.
We should...
ISIS is in the news?
I mean on the real headlines like we usually try to. What's the news with ISIS?
I have no idea. They're out there. They're strong. They're starting a new campaign. I heard that they just got aren't they big in – don't they edit their videos really well? Isn't that their thing?
I think they're pretty technologically savvy.
I think they've this just in, they just discovered how to do a star wipe. So.
Kate's finished her food. The real headline on the Huffington Post – is inequality highest since the Depression.
No!
Woohoo!
What kind of inequality?
Congratulations.
Income?
Boob size equality.
Oh, shit.
Because one of the boobs are shrinking.
Oh, that's right.
The richest 1% own 48% of the world's wealth.
Oh, God.
That's the headline on the HuffPo. I'm sure it leads to some story with a lot of graphs and charts, and it does.
Infographs.
Somehow I think this will not be the same headline
on Drudge.
On the Drudge Report.
I love a good infographic, don't you?
I like infographics.
We got to get into that business. How you do that?
We have an infographic.
What is it?
Account.
Oh, do we really?
Somewhere, yeah.
How you, so you can make them?
Right.
Okay.
You can design your own.
We need some info then.
Into that. Ebola, by the way, which I'm sure will be the headline, maybe, over at Drudge. That would be what I'd probably lay my money on right now.
No, sure. Not Mexicans. That means...
Well, it's Mexicans with Ebola.
Oh,
they've
okay.
merged them. They've merged them.
I respect that because, listen, what? Hey, the guys, they're like, hey, guys, why do we have to write two articles? Why don't we combine
right.
the two?
Right. And they've folded Benghazi. It's a nice Benghazi wrap.
Oh, right.
In there, because they say, well, how can we trust what the government's saying
yes.
after Benghazi?
Yes.
After IRS, after Fast and Furious.
He's black!
I don't mean the movie.
He's black!
I like that movie.
I think they should just
got that white guy in it.
Right. Oh, yes. What movie is that?
Fast and Furious.
Oh, you're talking about Vin Diesel?
Yeah. Or,
God.
Who's the guy that got killed?
Vin Diesel?
No.
What do you mean?
Killed in real life. Fast and Furious.
Oh, an actor.
Paul Walker.
Oh, right.
Right? He was. He got killed in some really fast car that lost control. And then blew, then blew up like something on
funny.
TV.
Didn't
like,
he die at the same time as a really famous actor? And we had to equate Paul Walker. Listen, I'd love to have his career. I'd love to have Paul Walker fame, but fuck me, you know? But somebody else died at the same time, and you're like, shit.
Laurence Olivier passed away today.
I felt bad. I legitimately felt bad when Lauren Bacall died the
right.
same day Robin Williams did.
Was it Robin Williams?
Within
a day, yeah.
Man,
something
it
like
sucks.
That. You felt, what, she got cheated?
Yeah, man.
Lauren Bacall?
No, yeah, Lauren Bacall was a big star. Definitely equal to Robin Williams in her time. She was a huge fucking star,
true.
Man. Nobody gave a shit that she died because Robin Williams killed himself.
Maybe,
he robbed that from her.
But arguably, she's a little less relevant now. I mean, she's still an icon. She still was working for a long time, but...
Name a Lauren Bacall movie.
However, go outside and lasso somebody who might speak English and has been here a while and see if... Who's under 30.
Oui,
and
oui.
Ask them if they know who Lauren Bacall is.
Est-ce que tu joues Lauren Bacall?
But ask them if they know who Robin Williams
you
is.
You see, you almost forgot.
And they would know
right.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But they wouldn't know Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
I would think, you know, Robin Williams is the bigger story. Now,
yeah, right.
if it was 1963,
yeah.
that's a huge story that Lauren Bacall dies.
It's all like Derek Jeter thing. You know, he retires. Oh, yeah. No offense to anyone dead. Derek Jeter retired this year, and so did Paul Konerko. Now listen. Paul Konerko is, for those of you that don't know, he was first baseman, DH for the White Sox for years and years. He was on the team that brought the Chicago White Sox a World Series ring.
Yes.
And no one gives two fucks that he retired. And honestly, I mean, you know, he doesn't have the postseason resume that G has, but he's still a good fucking player, shitloads of home runs, over 400 home runs. No one gives a fuck because he's not Derek fucking Jeter. Yeah, me.
You care?
Well, I'm from Chicago.
And, you know, a few Canercos.
But everybody,
the Canerco family.
But my God, the Jeter Fest this year. Oh, I couldn't take it. Oh, please.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
I mean,
Paul Konerko is not. Not
correct.
A Hall of Famer. Won't be a Hall of Famer. He'll be on the ballot, but won't make it.
So again,
okay.
Are you advocating total communism?
Yes.
Yeah, total
right.
equity when somebody retires? We should throw a ticker tape?
In my world, it'd be like, oh, shit, you better show some love to Paul Konerko. This guy's going to shoot me.
Oh, is he big? Is he like guns?
No. I'm going to – that's what I would do in my world. If you didn't – you know, you got to show your love to Paul Konerko and Jeter or suffer the consequences.
Oh, I see.
Just kidding. It all happens in the city square. It's all very civilized.
It's the liberals trying to take away your
right.
freedom.
No, I don't – no. Paul Konerko's not a big gun guy. He's just a big – he's very popular in Chicago. People love Paul.
What an interesting cause to
Paul Konerko.
Threaten someone with death.
Right.
to appreciate.
No,
God damn it. You're going to appreciate Paul Konerko, motherfucker.
No. It's Paul Konerko. Nobody gives a shit about
convert
him.
Convert or die.
He's a player. He was good for the Sox for years, consistently good. You know, just fades away into the woodwork. Nobody gives a fuck. Oh, but Jeter. Oh, my God. Jeter's retiring. Let me slip my wrists. How are we going to go on? Who cares?
I think you may be biased.
Yeah. Oh, listen. Hey, everybody loves the fucking Yankees.
No, not only...
Only people...
That's
yeah.
not true.
Fuck them.
I think everybody hates... Yeah, everybody I know hates
everyone hates the Yankees.
Except for the one or two people that are from New York that like the
right.
Yankees.
No Yankees, no Mets, no Yankees in the World Series this year. Ha-ha!
The Ebola, or as... I think less than intelligent people keep saying Ebola. I keep hearing that. It's
God.
Ebola. Ebola. I don't think
it's Ebola.
I think it's Ebola.
Do you say Ebola? Is it like Ukraine? Like, do you have Ebola or do you have the Ebola?
I think you can leave off the article.
Oh, really?
I think it's just Ebola.
Okay.
You know, unless you're from the South.
Hey,
I'm
man.
Sure you say, you know, he's got the Ebola.
He's got the Ebola.
That's kind of hard to say, though, the Ebola.
Right.
The Ebola. Oh, Obola is the one I've seen recently.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Obama. I got Ebola.
I've seen that. Ebola. I've seen
we put an African
things.
In the White House, and he brings... the Obolo.
One of the sub headlines on the HuffPo.
Yes,
is
what is
Ebola
it?
Spreading at terrifyingly high rates.
Wait, that's on the HuffPo?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
The World Health Organization is telling us that new Ebola cases could be up to 10,000 a week in 2 months.
Oh shit, man.
The Assistant Director General of the WHO, Dr. Bruce Aylward.
Hello, Bruce.
Gave the grim figures during a news conference in Geneva. Previously, they had estimated a death rate at about 50%, but now he's saying that it's approaching 70%.
Cha-ching.
Rate.
Wait, 70%. Yeah. Of all the people that get it, die.
Yes.
I'm so glad that the Republicans have cut spending to the CDC this year and anything related to science.
Well, and I have the story. This fits now, though. They're screaming, we need an Ebola czar. Did you hear this? A couple of them are like, why isn't Obama doing anything? He's out playing golf and jerking his big black schlong.
They've been cutting funding to science research and shit.
Well, duh. And...
yes,
we could have an Ebola czar right now.
Right.
They're called the Surgeon General.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, they won't approve the Surgeon General.
Oh.
Because, let me look this one up.
I have so many shitty friends that remind me of Congress. You know what I mean? Like, just shitheads. They can't do anything. They're assholes. They just sit around bitching.
Right.
Fuck you, Congress. Approve a Surgeon General. Every other country has one, don't they?
I don't know. I guess if there's
Le Surgeon General.
I would assume there's in every civilized society. There's
sure.
a
civilization.
There's a somebody who's in charge.
Not in Mexico.
Medical science, I would hope.
They have one in Canada?
Sure, probably.
To look into what?
Oh, they really have to have one there. They have
too cold for anything.
They have
to
free health care in Canada.
What a bunch of assholes.
They. Are upset. You know why
they're upset.
You know why these morons in the Senate won't confirm President Obama's nominee for Surgeon General? It's because
he's not white.
He says that gun violence should be considered a public health
issue.
Oh
God!
So the NRA is telling them, do not allow him to be the Surgeon General, and all of the Republicans. Are opening their mouths and kneeling on the floor.
Yummy.
Opening their old white mouths like birds.
I want a mouthful.
And just waiting for a little touch.
Me
of
next.
Wayne LaPierre Cox.
God.
Or whoever the head of the NRA
is. It's like NRA soft serve. Horrible. I mean, damn it. Hey, listen. Listen. Mr. Surgeon General is trying to get confirmed. Just keep your fucking gun control thoughts to yourself.
Mercy.
Until you get in, until you get confirmed. Then go nuts. But meanwhile, we need a Surgeon General, and I don't know how you deal with Congress. Just get in there and fix this fucking Ebola.
Dr. Vivek Murthy. Strongly qualified.
Is he white?
But they say he's too political for the job.
Oh, fuck me. How irritating. I hate Congress.
The American Public Health Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, American Cancer Society,
Yay.
American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and Trust for America's Health have all supported Murthy's nomination.
But not the NRA! the rifles.
The American Public Health Association Executive Director has argued vociferously that Murthy is clearly qualified to succeed as Surgeon General.
There's been vociferous arguments in his favor.
There's a certain channel,
Radio
on the
Silence.
Television.
Yes.
That
Playboy
says it's news.
Skinamax? Oh.
That has done its best to shit all over this guy. Listen to the first person they quote
no,
in the story.
No, don't say Hannity.
Fox and Friends co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck, I'm dying from Ebola. I'm bleeding out my asshole. Falsely claimed that Murthy views gun ownership as a disease.
I hate her. I hate her.
And she also said he has a radical agenda when it comes to guns and your health. Elizabeth fucking Hasselbeck.
She should.
Who teased us with a possible nip slip for the first season of fucking Survivor.
Are you serious?
Possibly the second season. Maybe the first season.
I never saw the slip of nip.
It was a tease. That was the whole point of having her run around. That's why she was so popular.
But now she's
America's sweetheart.
Now she's got an opinion
on
the Surgeon General.
What?
She's telling me that the Surgeon General can't be the Surgeon General because he's radical.
Yes. About radical agenda when it comes to guns.
Hey,
because he says that we should have a public health approach to the epidemic. The American Medical Association says, quote, the epidemic of gun violence in our nation, much of which is preventable.
It is. It really is, kind of, if you think about it. Just don't have any guns. Ah.
The American Medical Association, you'll be surprised to learn, supports restriction on assault weapons.
Shocker. Now, are they saying it's bad for you when you get shot with a bullet or not? What is their radical position?
It's more work for them.
Oh, my God in heaven. So radical. It's totally radical, their politics. The Surgeon General's politics are radical.
Doctors for America senior advisor notes that the candidate for Surgeon General Murthy has mainly expressed standard gun policy positions held by trauma surgeons, emergency department staff, spinal cord injury specialists, and others who treat victims of gun violence.
Yeah, is there anybody that would know? Oh, wait, all those people.
Let's see, he's a doctor who maybe has, seen some lead shred some humans.
And it's his – now, let me understand that vile experience. It's his
yes.
professional opinion that's bad.
Guns are bad for the human body. Well, bullets are bad for the human
especially
body.
Especially bullets, right?
Receiving bullets.
Especially receiving bullets that have been fired by what?
At a high rate.
At a gun?
But
out of
know,
a gun?
You could probably throw a bullet at someone and raise a welt. But – you need a little more velocity behind it. You could do a slingshot.
Yes,
would do the trick.
All right.
Probably wouldn't break the skin though.
What about a sling? What about a sling? What about how David slew Goliath in First Bullshitticus?
That's right.
Verse
Maybe.
5.
Why is
Elizabeth Hasselbeck sort of keeping? It's sort of giving shit to the Surgeon General. Why
is Elizabeth Hasselbeck commenting about this?
Why do I know her name?
Yeah.
Why do I even know the syllables that make up her fucking name?
She's a foreign policy expert.
God.
She knows better than the Institute of Medicine, the Academy of Pediatrics, American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association. American Public Health Association. Dummies all.
Stupid.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck, because she took a shit in the jungle.
Oh, she did.
And wiped her ass with a leaf.
Right.
She knows better. She's a public health policy expert.
You know, dude, I'm sure she has publicists and managers and agents and such. And I know it ain't out of the realm of possibilities that someone from the little district in which she lives has approached her to run for like some city council or Congress. You know they have.
Oh.
She's attractive.
Oh, God.
She is attractive. She's very attractive. I could see. Why not? Why not? She. What? Fox News lets her talk about politics. Why don't we elect her to Congress? Why doesn't she run for Congress? Why not?
She's apparently a doctor also. She's maybe she should be Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has radical views on what? What did he say? She said radical opinions on health.
Guns.
Oh, on guns.
And your health.
He's a doctor.
Right. He should be against guns.
He's a doctor.
Man.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what to say.
You mentioned that she's that they want her to run.
Run screaming into the jungle.
Yeah. They want her to run because she's attractive. Did you hear about...
She's very attractive.
This guy, I'm finding the story here, but he's, I think, a state... One of these state assholes,
state rep,
legislature, whatever.
What reality show is he on? Big Brother.
Give it time. His name is, let's see. This is New Hampshire.
Oh, beautiful. Never been there. You ever been there?
I have not.
Shitload of rats.
New Hampshire State Rep. Steve Valancourt.
Oh, Mr. Valancourt.
Is a Republican.
Ooh.
And... He put out a blog post.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, that's what these guys really need
to
do.
He needs
a
creative outlet,
this
okay?
This is great, though, because before they would just say shit.
Yeah, you would.
And they could deny it if there was no tape or whatever. But these idiots are Facebook posting and tweeting.
They're stupid.
Yeah, they're putting it out. They're spreading their turds all over the place.
Oh, perfect.
Before they eat them up again, try to hide them. The... He wrote that New Hampshire state, wrote in a blog post, the U.S. Representative Ann McLean Kuster, who's a Democrat.
Kuster, liquid you.
That she will be losing her reelection race in November.
No.
He wrote, let's be honest. Does anyone not believe that Congressman Annie Kuster is as ugly as sin? And I hope I haven't offended sin. If looks really matter, and if this race is at all close,
hey.
Give a decided edge to Marilinda Garcia.
You know, I heard Andrew Dice Clay is his campaign manager.
Ugly as sin.
He apparently goes on to say that the sweet spot is attractive but not, quote, so drop-dead gorgeous as to intimidate those watching.
Jesus Christ, what is this guy, a beauty pageant judge? Is he...
So he has said, sad to say,
you can't elect this guy.
Now this guy is writing. He's a state rep from New Hampshire, so he's a Republican, and obviously he's a fucking drool cupper,
right.
Moron,
he's
idiot.
Stupid.
So imagine. He's out. He must represent out in the middle of
right.
fucking nowhere,
well,
New Hampshire.
I heard he had his MacBook Pro open at Hooters when he wrote this.
Right. He may be 10% of the population that he represents.
Sure.
She's not that hot.
Sad to say. Sad to say, he writes. Sad to say, but the drag queens
yes.
are more attractive than Annie Kuster.
Hey, listen.
Not
wait.
That there's anything wrong with that, he writes. I've promised myself for years not to use this anecdote, but after seeing the story about the 7 to 10 point boost for the attractive, the story has political relevance. I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, he shares that he used to pass a bar in Montreal. He goes to Montreal. It must be right across from New Hampshire.
Who knows?
Near New Hampshire. And he... sometimes passes a drag queen bar.
Oh, yes, at times.
So I've seen one of those. I've seen one of those males that dresses females. It's bobbing on my...
Don't you think journalists up there, they ought to drive by that bar, just to show his picture around, who's gone out with this guy?
Yeah, who's blown this?
What a great...
Who's fucked this is more like
what
it.
What a bore this guy is, by the way. I don't want to share this anecdote, but I've often driven past a drag queen bar. Oh, big deal.
Right.
Wow, how interesting.
Valancourt is serving his sixth
term.
Oh, shit. In the New Hampshire House of Representatives.
That does not say a lot for the people that vote for him in New Hampshire. I mean, really.
Oh.
6 years, six terms.
He is no stranger to controversy or controversy, as our friends across the pond would say.
That is not how they say controversy.
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 Controversy. I've heard people say controversy.
Oh, God. Jesus. What is wrong with the
way.
British? I mean, I love them all. It's horrible to look at. And every once in a while, you say words so fucked up.
No stranger to controversy.
Controversy.
He had to publicly apologize in 2012 after repeatedly saying Sieg Heil
this guy's a fucking
at the podium during a heated floor exchange.
Okay,
gotta follow this link.
You gotta find audio on that. I mean, that is like pump the brakes kind of shit. When somebody argues, gets so worked up to the point that they whip out Sieg Heil. You gotta not vote for him anymore, New Hampshire.
Here's the story, Chicago Tribune, 2012.
Oh my God.
May 15th, a New Hampshire legislator apologized repeatedly on Tuesday for saying Sieg Heil during a heated floor exchange. Blah, 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 blah. The other guy, O'Brien, was trying to cut off debate on a controversial voter identification bill and dismiss State Rep. Valancourt from the speaker's podium when Valancourt uttered the phrase associated with loyalty to Adolf Hitler.
Why? I wonder why he said it. Was he like trying to mock someone like, oh, you're Hitler, oh, Sieg Heil?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Are you willing to treat everybody fairly or not, said Valancourt, a Republican from Manchester, as he walked away from the podium. O'Brien responded, Representative Valancourt, another outburst like that, you'll be removed from the hall.
Good God.
At that point, O'Brien directed the legislature sergeant at arms to remove him. And Valancourt returned to the podium. Sieg Heil, he said, into the microphone.
I see.
Drawing murmurs from the other legislators.
Shit. Yeah, really. This guy's a firecracker. He's a nutball. And then he's like, oh, this chick's not that attractive.
Not that attractive.
She's kind of attractive, right? That was his opinion. He was like, she's attractive, but not to the point of being distractingly hot.
Right. The new chick.
Now, does he draw any comps? Who's she comparable to? Some
new
famous
chick. How? What a horrible
is there for
me to say. The new,
what's her name?
Candidate. The new candidate?
Yes. The not so hit, kind of hot chick.
He gives the edge to Marilinda Garcia.
Marilinda Garcia. I'll be the judge of this.
Who is running for Congress? I've got her here. Marilinda. Attractive girl, lady, woman, person.
Yeah, she's good looking. I mean,
right.
So,
I think as politicians go, I would say she's very attractive.
She might be the hottest politician, actually.
So he's crazy about.
I mean, I haven't had
her not being too distracting. Or
I
whatever.
Haven't got a look at Barbara Boxer lately, but as far as I know, she could be the hottest, you know, chick in politics.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you're into.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Have you seen a photograph of Ann Kuster, who's running, that he called ugly as sin? Steve Valancourt.
Well, you know, like, listen.
She's an older...
Listen, Steve!
Teacher-looking...
Right.
Person.
Is Steve just a big hunk of, like, man-juice love and shit? Is he, like, a big, good-looking dude?
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
I know, he's a big fat lug.
Hey, yeah. Fuck off then, dude. She's a normal. She's like everybody's mom. You're a dick.
Steve Valancourt.
The people, your constituents, dear Steve Valancourt's constituents, fuck off, honestly. Really, I mean, you're electing a dickhead.
He looks like Scalia.
Oh.
A little bit.
Ooh. Like a sexy Scalia. A
little less shoe polish in the hair.
Oh, really? Oh, well, interesting.
Than
well,
Scalia.
Valancourt, fuck you, right?
Valancourt, right.
No one likes you.
No one likes him. So that's the fun that's going on in
I mean,
New
what
Empire.
An asshole. I mean, really, it's just, you know.
We got to take a break here. You can tweet us if you like.
Ring-a-ding.
@crabdiving. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of fun going on there. Share us, like us, love us.
you know, rub us, whatever.
Yes,
you feel
celebrate,
like
celebrate us.
Give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. We're going to be back after the break.
We are not ugly as sin.
We are not ugly as sin. Faces for radio, right?
Oh, yes.
Sure. I've got some clips coming up of the headline is Totally Unhinged Tea Partier.
Oh.
This is a guy who I'm sure doesn't have a huge following on the YouTube, but
he's a lunatic.
Is really off the rails enough that he's funny as fuck. He really is funny as fuck. You got to hear this.
I can't wait.
I've got some they gone crazy over there on the right. They're starting to be less quiet about advocating violence. There's this congressman now, we'll talk about when we come back, who's like, you know, well, there needs to be a revolution. It's a congressman.
Oh my God.
Who's like, well, there needs to be a revolution. And I'm not necessarily talking about guns.
Uh-oh.
I'm not necessarily talking about guns. And you know why there needs to be a revolution? Because it needs to be Bible-based. So we're going to talk about him when we come back.
I don't think a revolution would be good for anything. These guys, they're fucking
ISIS.
Asshole. You don't
It's American ISIS.
Right.
Is what these Christian dominionists are.
I'm against revolution, right? Are you against it?
Well, a violent revolution. Yeah. Get the fuck out and vote.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's the problem is that they're dying off. These the old white racist uber religious fuckwads are dying off. And they can't handle it. And now they're starting to lash out as they lose privilege and start to go away. And people, you know, now America's like, wait, what's wrong with two guys marrying?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
What's wrong with two women?
Who cares?
Marrying?
Who gives a fuck?
It's my bills aren't going to change. House ain't going to change. It ain't going to affect my life any.
You mentioned voting. Why don't we have a voting app on our iPhone so we don't have to put down the bong, so we don't have to turn off Netflix?
Well, they don't want to make it easier for people to vote. That's the last thing they want.
I want a voting app. Okay.
So we're going to talk about more assholes on the right. Et cetera, et cetera. A little bit more Ebola.
Yummy.
Fun. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Crab Nation on the other side.
Cha-ching.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is Elo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official,
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential, weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, VOC Nation Radio Network.
I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern
every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we're back live on a Tuesday here, Crab Nation, on the VOC Nation. Thanks for listening to us if you're listening to us live.
On a Tuesday.
If you're listening to us as a podcast, thanks for doing that. You can download us as a podcast. Go to Stitcher. Stitcher. If you're out in the East, Stitcher.
I thought we were doing Liquid U today, and you said Tuesday. It's supposed to be Tuesday.
Oh, I forgot.
You invoked Liquid U at the beginning of the show.
It's freedom here.
Oh, is it really?
It's freedom here.
Freedom fries.
Freedom to do what you want here.
Remember
we're
freedom fries?
Libertarian when it comes to that. One of the more embarrassing.
Why was that?
Things about.
We didn't want to say French fries.
We were mad at France because France wouldn't help us go fuck Saddam.
Oh, really?
Wasn't that it?
Oh, that's right. We're serving freedom fries at the Capitol lunch, the building, the lunchroom of the Capitol building, right? Freedom fries.
Screw the French.
God damn it.
Oops. So, that is what's going on there.
Oh, great. By the way, follow us on Instagram at Crab Diving. I just put up a beautiful picture of a vacuum cleaner that is in our studio. I used a filter on it. It looks amazing.
I see. Excellent.
Right. What's wrong?
God,
you have an odd look on your face.
I just realized I don't think the stream is working on the VOC Nation, that we should be sending people to.
It has to be working. I just sent people there.
Yeah, go to our Twitter or go to our Facebook and follow the link that's going on there. That may be
the Voc Nation link. I put up the Voc Nation link.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
So
don't do that.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think going to VOCNation.com is working live right now.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong. So let's see what else have we got going on here. We're talking about the Ebola.
Yummy.
A little bit. I'm sure we didn't even do the headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Mexicans, Ebola, terrorism, Benghazi.
I'm sure it's
I just did it.
Something equivalent to that.
Oh, yeah.
The an even scarier headline. Apparently, I know where they're going with this. Marriage rates hit all time low.
That's good news. That's good news to me.
You think that's good news?
Yeah, that means the world's probably a happier place. Sorry, I don't mean to be a dickhead or anything.
You think people are better off not getting married?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, I mean, I have
You're not worried about traditional marriage?
No, not at all. I think traditional marriage is fine. There's plenty of people miserable, you know, spending shitloads of their money on bullshit, you know, to get married.
Right. There was a study that just came out, actually. I saw within the past couple of days about that the biggest and craziest, the bigger and crazier your wedding is, it seems the less likely you are to stay together.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're finding on some of these things that...
That makes perfect sense!
Right, that it's you're less likely, for some reason, to stay together. I don't know. What does that mean? That you're if you're so insecure about the wedding that... I mean, about the whole relationship in general, that you have to show off some big giant... I mean, where
does
that psychology...
Yes, yes, all of this is true, what you're saying. But I think the main thing is like, bam, you get married. My wedding cost, you know, $40,000, whatever. God. And now you have to pay off that debt.
Right.
Now you're saddled with paying off your stupid fucking marriage. Your husband how much of his income? No. How much is your... No one can afford it, though. They go into debt and get married. How much are you supposed to spend on your engagement ring? What percentage
of
your...
That whole bullshit.
Your stupid fucking...
Right. 3 months salary or something like that? That's...
You're living on credit cards.
Well, but that... Where did that number come from? I read an article one time...
From Satan. Straight up Satan.
I read an article one time that came from, like... The jewelry business industry.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like that's no ancient tradition. Where does that, you know, when did people have salaries? People have only had salaries for the past 100 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So where did this bullshit all of a sudden come from that it's got to be that in order to prove your love, you asshole, it better be more than 3 months of your fucking salary.
You're right.
Otherwise, you don't love me.
Yeah, hey, you want me to use I'll use 3 months of my fucking salary to buy your ring.
Well, but it is crazy.
It's stupid.
And to spend that much money, like you said, on...
On a diamond, no less. Did you see Blood Diamond?
That's ridiculous.
Hilarious.
The documentary?
Movie.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, wait. I saw the movie with what's-his-face in it. Horrible. Horrible industry!
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
I don't know. I don't know if he was in it.
Oh.
I think he's in, like, every do-gooder movie, isn't he, Leo?
Yes.
Is Leo... Riddle me this. Is Leo DiCaprio... Is he too old to play a leading male? Yes or no? At Vile Experience?
No.
Oh, yes. Still in the zone?
Look, in the range? They finally... I mean, Jack Nicholson finally was like, fuck it, I'm done.
There's no way.
In 70. I mean, he's
a Skeksis.
He's 70 years old.
Right.
Before he finally kind of backed off
a little bit. He just kind of makes that. Now, let me ask you something. Do you consider Jack Nicholson an amazing actor? Like you would say a Meryl Streep? I mean,
different.
Do you feel like Jack Nicholson just makes that face all the time? Like,
But different.
Right.
You know, I mean.
He's different.
Right.
He's like Mr. Timing. He's got amazing timing.
I mean, have you heard, what's his name? Scarface.
Oh, Al Pacino?
Al Pacino is...
I think we've lost him.
A kind of a caricature now, yeah.
Have you heard him in interviews?
Hoo-ha!
Yeah, yeah,
hoo-ha!
Yeah. But he was good. He was great in Godfather. He went through a time where he was a great fucking actor.
A brilliant actor. Dog Day Afternoon is amazing, and... He's Scent of a Woman. He's great. I mean, he's even good there. He's a little hoo-ha-y.
Well, that's where it came from,
right?
But still, now he's just like, you know, you want weird Al Pacino. If you want Al Pacino in a movie, you want some wackadoo, you know, making weird sounds. Same thing with Robert De Niro. Same thing with Jack Nicholson. You want old guys making funny faces. That's their listen. It's going to be a sad day in fucking cinema history when George Clooney crosses that threshold. When he turns into an old, teetering old man, and all you really want to see is, he makes funny faces. Put him in a movie. He'll be hilarious.
But he may, you know, George Clooney's pretty wise and pretty self-aware.
And I think he's a good fucking actor.
Yeah, he may just be like, I'm done. Fuck it.
What's his face? Jack Lemmon? I never felt like crossed into that. He was always good.
Right. And
Walter Matthau?
I'm trying to think of that older actor. I mean, older-timey actor. I can see his face. I can't think of his name.
What's his face?
Judy. Oh God, I can't think of
it. Who, say it again, Judy. Oh, Dabney Coleman. He's dead.
In, no. Dabney Coleman's still alive.
No.
He was in like North by Northwest.
I don't know.
And
Jimmy Stewart.
He was in with
Harrison Ford,
Clark Gable. Anyway, I can't think of his name, but he was the type of actor.
John Wayne.
He's an actor like Clooney,
right?
Who's like this distinguished guy actor.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't really play character-y roles.
Right.
Although Clooney, like in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Played character role. Was great.
Is Tobey Maguire still a leading man? Or
he played
a
handyman
character
on Facts of Life. He was amazing. In the 70s.
Oh, God. You know, that is not a set you want to release George Clooney upon. Like, listen, George, it's a show starring 80,000 women. Do not fuck them all.
Right.
How many, look up on Wikipedia, how many chicks from the Facts of Life did he impregnate?
Yeah.
Tootie.
How many were defiled?
He gave Tootie twins.
I saw a frequent subject here on Crab Nation.
Yes.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Has been out, I think he was on Kimmel.
LaBeouf.
And was talking about all the shit that's going on. Kind of joked around a little
he
bit
can
about.
Talk. I heard he just runs around with his mouth. He's got a ball gag in his mouth, wears a gimp suit.
He kind of was talking about how he got arrested during Cabaret.
What a dick.
Yelling in the audience and yelling back and shit like that.
Think about it. You spend your money. You spend your hard-earned money to go see Cabaret, and you got to deal with this fucking asshole.
He said that he had just gotten off of an airplane from Ireland. He had been drinking whiskey the whole time. Continued the party, he said, when he got to America. And it was just like a last-minute decision. Fuck it, I'm going to go see Cabaret. And he was drunk off his asshole. And that's to what he attributes. Now he went through rehab. He said
right.
He's clean and everything.
Who cares?
He did a movie with Brad Pitt. I guess there's a movie coming out.
Good
that's
heavens.
Why he's out stomping.
Did Brad Pitt have to do any scenes with him?
Yeah, a lot of scenes with him.
Is he in that war movie Brad Pitt
yes.
starring?
Yes.
Okay, I like Brad Pitt. I think he's good. I think Obama should call him about Ebola. I mean, you know, you saw World War Z.
I'll take his opinion over Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, boy.
Although she is a world health expert.
She is.
So the World Net Daily, talking about Ebola,
da, 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 da.
The crazy
chemtrails.
Insane World Net Daily.
Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. I have a chemtrail story, too.
Birthers.
World Net Daily columnist Michael Massey, M-Y-C-H-A-L,
it's,
is the way the name is spelled.
It's Michael Massehe.
Is writing, you know, that guy Ben Carson, their great hope on the right, he's the neurosurgeon or whatever from Texas, African-American, who is out there. Everybody wants him to run for president.
As a Republican?
Yes. He's a crazy Tea Party lunatic, has said he doesn't believe in evolution. Yeah, he's a neurosurgeon.
How does that work? You're a neurosurgeon.
He's even said that he's worried that the 2016 election may not even take place. He's one of these guys where, you know, Obama's going to unzip and whip out his big cock of tyranny and shove it in all of our throats and cancel the 2016 election.
This guy doesn't believe in evolution. He's a doctor.
So this guy agrees. Writing, this
yes.
Massey, Michael Massey.
Hello, Michael.
Saying that the undocumented immigrants are going to be bringing Ebola.
Yeah, that's true.
And other diseases.
That and prayer rugs.
And that Obama is giving a free pass, quote, for illegals who are invading our borders and offering safe harbor for those he has to know are infected disease carriers. So he is in the result is. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, quote, Obama is bringing Ebola because he wants, quote, martial law.
You heard it here first.
To prevent a run on banks and to allow government-controlled media blackouts.
Because he wants to be president again?
No. He's just asking a question. He wants everyone to know. He's not saying this is going to happen.
I'm not saying it's for real, guys.
I'm just saying what if.
But.
What if?
You know. You never know.
That fat fuck Right. Rush Limbaugh, the Oxy Queen.
Walrus.
Does that all the time.
Give me my pill. I'm not saying that this person is a slut. I did so much Oxy, I blew out my eardrums. Fuck you. But.
You know, there's always the but.
Yeah.
This guy writes, we are being lied to on a massive scale pursuant to the outbreak of deadly infectious diseases. And not surprisingly, most of the public believes the lie.
Good heavens.
calling Dr. Irony. This
Jesus
is an
Christ.
Idiot. This is an idiot who's running around lying and scaring people about Ebola or Obola.
I'm sorry to ask one more time. This is the doctor, the neurosurgeon?
No, this is Michael Massey
who wrote
supporting.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But that lunatic, Ben Carson, has talked about how, quote, looming anarchy.
Liquid U. I'm
because
sorry.
Of the way Democrats are. That's two O's.
Oh, it's not looming.
It's not looming. he said the election could be canceled.
No.
Because Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid won't bring up 358 bills sitting on his desk.
Pussy.
I don't know what's happening.
God, could
guys,
you imagine
these
this,
people are out of their fucking minds.
Could you imagine a neurosurgeon working on you and you're right before you go into surgery, they're like, okay, count backwards from 10. You're about to fall asleep under the anesthetic, and then you hear this guy is about to cut open your frontal lobe and dig around in there. Turn to his nurse and he's like, just you don't believe in that evolution shit, do you? There's no way.
Yeah. Oh God.
No.
Get me out of here.
Don't cut into me, please. Oh my God.
A retired neurosurgeon.
I'm not sure about evolution.
Benjamin Ben Carson Sr. is an American author, retired neurosurgeon.
That's not what you want to hear right before somebody cuts into you.
He's the guy that chopped the twins in half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's good, though. He did a good job.
The conjoined twins, he was one of the first to successfully separate that kind of conjoined twins or something. He's a brilliant man when it comes to that.
Let me ask you something. Can you be a brilliant scientist
while
at the same time not believing in evolution?
Yes, apparently.
How?
Here.
I know.
Here it is.
But aren't there certain things that...
How can you be a doctor?
People buy into evolution that affects, like, being a doctor. I don't know. Like, how can you believe in, like, neuroscience and all this other bullshit that makes your brain work and not believe in evolution? I'm just saying, like, aren't there facts that cross over? Is not one related to the other?
I don't know. It baffles me. I can't imagine how anyone who
does
learns...
Does he believe the Earth is round?
And it's like when everybody, you know, a lot of the Christianists out there, one of the first things they do when they hear somebody's an atheist, they're like, well, you know, you just need to read the Bible and you'll find...
I don't want to read the Bible, asshole.
No, I did. And that's why I'm an atheist.
Yes.
A couple of times.
How's this? I didn't read it.
By the way.
Because there were Tom Clancy books out there that I hadn't read.
Be careful what you wish for, because handing someone a Bible and saying, hey, read it cover to cover, you're pushing them towards atheism.
What was your
atheism.
Favorite part? I'm serious. I am serious. Take me seriously. If you had to pick
it's
out
ridiculous.
A favorite part.
It's all ridiculous.
Did you like the New Testament better than the Old Testament? Which one's better?
Well, it's easier to read.
As a writer.
The New Testament is easier to read.
Which part?
The Old Testament. You know, I mean, there's chapters of begat.
Yeah.
This person begat them who begat
boring.
Them who begat Horrible. Them who begat them.
Are the parts in the New Testament, are the parts that include Jesus
it
or that's the
off,
best?
It starts off with that Adam and Eve thing.
Yes.
And then they have two kids.
Right.
Right?
That's cool. That's the beginning of the earth.
But then they say, they go off. To raise families with people from the land of Nod.
They don't say that.
Look in the fucking Bible.
Nod? What do you mean the land of Nod? Hello. I'm from the land of Nod. Fuck me. Is that what happened?
Where did these Nodians go? Where
I
did these Nodians come from?
I don't know. Maybe Kate's a descendant from a Nodian.
Oh, we don't pay attention to that part.
That part's weird.
Only the faggot part.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way.
Important.
Is that part good? The
anti-
part where it says we got to... You know, stone gays, or what does it say?
Huh?
About in the Bible, when you read it, the part about the gay people.
I don't remember
marriage.
That. There's only a couple.
Yeah.
I don't recall
there's
that.
Not a whole big passage on gay marriage?
There's a couple of references.
Because you would think there
in
is.
In the Old Testament only.
Because right. you would think the Bible is all about gay marriage.
They claim that Jesus
yes.
specifically endorsed
Mexicans.
I guess there's somewhere where he says something about a man will go off and marry a woman.
Right.
And they're like, see?
Yeah. Is there any part about illegal aliens, Mexicans in there that we need to?
Oh, yeah. You have to shoot them on sight. That's Xenophobus 6-9.
I would have read the Bible, but do you like Tom Clancy?
Yeah, sure.
I love Tom Clancy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I haven't read Tom Clancy's Total Catalog yet. And I will not. I'm going to finish that before I read the Bible. Right after I'm done rereading A Hunt for Red October, I'll pick up Genesis.
You can read a book a night.
Yeah. It's just there's so many other things that are better to read. More entertaining.
So many better things.
I mean, honestly, God, Jesus, if you want everybody to read your book, make it, you know.
So
there's no B story. There's not even a B story in the Bible, right? It's just straight up.
It's all B stories.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's themes, right? But certain sections.
Who's the main character?
That are highlights. Well, God.
Oh, okay.
He's the one pulling all the strings.
Love interest?
I mean, you know, did he have sex with Mary?
Right. I don't know.
Wink, wink. Say no more.
Did it get pretty steamy?
As we're all blaspheming.
Did it get pretty steamy in that part?
It's Blasphemy Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
With the liquid U.
Right.
So President Obama, ladies and gentlemen.
Kenyan.
Our Kenyan in chief.
His birth certificate has crease in it.
Is,
and that's the deal, right? It's folded incorrectly.
Well, yeah, and Photoshop, they claim, and everything. But he is now putting up a big, come on in sign, especially if you got the Ebola.
Right.
Because he wants to be able to impose martial law.
I know. Oh, I don't know.
And cancel the 2016 election.
No! God damn. Some of these people watch too many episodes of The Walking Dead.
They've been trying that since he started. Since
right.
He wasn't in a month, and they were like, he's gonna be a tyrant. He's going to take over because, you know, it's that black one. You can't get rid of them once they're in there.
I know. To everybody I know in the South living down there in Redneck Riviera, I just want to let you know, listen, I have friends, lots and lots of black people, and they are fine. It's fine. Relax. The guy's black. It's not a big fucking deal. Get over it. I don't know what else to tell you.
It's not.
It's not a big deal. He's black.
And it'll be over in 2 years.
Okay?
It's over in 2 years.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and enjoy it.
Right.
That,
we'll get, you know,
like that Republican said about rape.
Right. We'll get a white guy in there so quick, or it might be a white woman. Now, do you think the right will hate a woman more than a black man as their commander-in-chief?
More? No.
Oh, really? Because she's white.
Well,
what if she was black?
They're going to loathe, and already do,
Hillary
Clinton. But
right. Yeah. Yeah.
At least she's not black. I'm serious. In their minds.
See, I don't know. I mean, we talk about this. We've talked about this before.
We talked about it maybe yesterday where I talked about how I grew up on the south side of Chicago and they were hardcore blue Democrats through and through. And then two instances in my lifetime. One was Obama.
Right.
Where they didn't know what the fuck to do.
Oh,
they didn't know if they could vote for him. I sat
we don't know what to do.
One of my favorite bars one time I went home to visit in 2008, and they were like, well, I don't know. I can't vote for that N-word.
Oh, my God.
I can't vote for that N-word.
Guys, we got a problem. I don't know what to do. My hands are tied. I'm at a crossroads. I don't know what to do.
He's a Democrat, but have you noticed he's black?
He's a black guy.
And then earlier was when Harold Washington won the nomination in
Chicago
for mayor. And my neighborhood had a massive heart attack. As a collective, a giant white Christian Irish heart attack all at the same time.
People said Harold Washington would take the elevators out of the city buildings downtown and replace them with jungle vines.
With vines.
People actually said that. When did he run? When did he run for office? Back in the 60s?
And I still see the 80s. And I still see the
my God.
70s, 80s. I still see.
It was the 80s, man. It's like
the Harold Washington Library. There's a large, cool-looking library.
It's amazing.
And that was when they were building that after he died. Years after he had died, they said, we're going to name this new library after him. And the jokes were, oh, well, you know, they're going to put – there aren't going to be any elevators.
Oh, God.
It's going to be vines. Ha, 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 ha. free bananas for everyone.
There's something about racists. They just aren't funny. I don't know what it is. The racists generally aren't funny, and their shit's easy. Okay, you're going to make a Jungle Vine joke? Oh,
right,
okay.
Right.
You're going to make a joke about him wanting bananas because he's
right.
black?
Oh, I
okay.
get it. He's a monkey.
Hilarious.
I see.
Damn.
Look at you, how it's smart
like,
you are.
Yeah, they took 5-10 minutes to think of a fucking joke, and they're like, okay, good enough.
Right.
That's funny enough.
Good enough. Done.
God damn. Losers.
Let's see what else is going on. I've got a story we talked about. We talked about the Ebola. Bieber?
No.
Dude, it's not real big Bieber news.
God, you know, it's been a while since we've talked about Justin.
Justin Bieber, who Bizzle, I mean.
I'm an artist, and I should be taken seriously.
Bizzle.
Right.
Is, it's a day ending in Y, so Bieber and Gomez broke up again.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure they'll be getting back together again. This was, I don't know why, this was like the big headline when I looked over at, it might have been TMZ or something
right.
like that. But there's, okay, their friends are saying that now they're allegedly broken up. Like he was caught in, I want to say Paris recently.
Paris?
Out on a date with one of the Jenners. Kendall Jenner, Corky Jenner, Crystal Jenner. I don't know. One of the Jenners.
Yes.
One of the young Jenners.
Ooh.
Like the 19-year-old, the model.
Yes. That sounded creepy just then.
I think
then.
It's Kendall.
Oh, really? Kendall?
I think it's Kendall.
God. What a horrible name for a daughter. You're going to name somebody Kendall?
But they...
Kendall.
They were out together, like, on a date. And allegedly, Selena Gomez was like, well, wait a minute. what the fuck? So... But the friends, the story I read was that the friends are like, they can't wait for these to break up because when they're together, all they do is fuck bareback. And everyone's waiting for her to turn up. Like, all of her friends are allegedly amazed that Selena's not pregnant by Bieber. Because according to the story I read, which
I'm
sure...
They do it in public?
No,
in the privacy.
Well, yeah.
Hmm. God, what does that child look like? You know? Fidget. They're both kind of fidgety looking. If you look at both of them,
I'm
like
sure
weird
Justin
looking.
Will make a great dad.
I know. They look like real. I don't know.
I guess the latest was that
kid'll be rich as fuck.
He made some big plans to take her down. I don't know, to some Caribbean island or something. And
how
she thought she
anywhere?
Thought he
yeah.
was gonna get. He was gonna propose. Is the story. And when he didn't, finally do it, that she got pissed off. But then another part of the story is that he allegedly
right.
has told her he's going to give her a ring at
Should
some
we
point.
Take a moment?
He's going
to
give her a ring at some point.
At some point. Relax.
Some point,
Selena.
Baby. Don't worry.
Thank God.
Don't worry. I'm
you
want
to pray to Xenu right now? Should we take a moment of silence to pray to Xenu that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez do, in fact, get married?
Oh, God, no.
That would be fun, though.
No.
You don't think that'd be fun to cover that wedding?
No.
Go down there, cover it live. Crab diving.
Nobody will care. They'll be divorced in 10 minutes.
I mean, I just think it would be funny. How do you think the two of those idiots would plan a wedding anyway? What would they do? Rent out the chocolate fountain at the Golden Corral?
That actually,
something classy like that?
That actually would be amazing because there's nothing classy about him.
No.
there's not a classy bone in his body.
Right.
So I don't know how he would handle that. That's the apparently some of the big... entertainment news.
Jesus.
They also spotted
a couple of moguls.
There's allegedly been a spotting of King Jong Un. Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
The.
Yeah. It sounds German.
The.
Un.
Uber premier Grand Poobah. I don't know what he is.
Friend of Dennis Rodman.
Of North Korea.
Right. Ooh, I've heard that's horrible.
Who
there.
Hasn't been seen for a while. Allegedly, he's finally been seen at an event.
Was he getting
at
plastic
they
surgery
him on,
or something?
They showed him on you get vaginal rejuvenation.
He got his anal bleached.
They
his anal.
Showed him on TV up there walking with a cane, but people here can't verify when that footage was taken. You know, it could have been 6 months.
Why
ago.
Was he walking with a cane?
He wasn't holding up a current newspaper footage to show what the date is. Or
North Korea is a scary place, am I right?
Yeah. Less than pleasant. It's where they take you and your family away to prison camp if anybody does anything bad.
We got
to
do something about North Korea, Ebola, and what else? Shark
ISIS.
Attacks. Yeah, ISIS.
The ISIS.
Right.
Also, these terrifying Christo fascists. We teased a little bit before the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Worldwide.
I'm looking at rawstory.com. A
gross.
Great commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
Website.
Informative.
Magazine, I guess.
Yeah.
Newspaper
what
online.
What do you call that? Is it a mag? Online mag?
I guess a newspaper, I guess.
A web wanker.
That North Carolina.
Hell yeah, boy.
I know you're shocked. North Carolina Representative Walter Jones. On an appearance on none other than Laura Ingraham's
gross,
show.
Gross.
That Harridan, that hag.
Harridan.
He said that he's upset with the Republican Party.
Why?
For allowing the Kenyan in chief.
Obama.
I'm not quoting. I'm
oh, really?
Not quoting.
He didn't say that?
No, he said for allowing the president to spend money sending troops to help with Ebola in Africa.
That's bad.
Quote, I want people to understand that the people must take back the government because this is a prime example of the continued spending. And my party, the Republican Party, is doing absolutely nothing about it. I'm just sick and tired of seeing what is happening to this country, and it's not acceptable.
We're trying to get a hold of this Ebola problem, dumbass.
He says the Republic, his party, he's one of these tea loonies.
He's
an evangelical tea loony who we pray, please, Huckabee, leave and peel off your lunatics from the Republican Party. And then the Republicans won't have to fucking support people like that anymore. And we won't get any more Ted Cruz's. We won't get any more Steve Cunting Kings. We won't get Michelle Bachmann's that have to be supported by the fucking national party, because that's what the local idiots have sent up.
But that's, you know, you're always going to have people that are just going to cater to the lowest common denominator, because that's the easy fruit, right?
Kind of.
Get the stupid people scared.
But this is
stupid.
Is beyond ridiculous.
We need to throw all kinds of money at the Ebola problem, don't you think?
Well,
we want to fix it. I know that's crazy and controversial.
Ingraham then pointed out to this idiot, Walter Jones from North Carolina.
Oh, God, Wally.
That Laura Ingraham, apparently, she must have been playing devil's advocate because this is like a lucid thought. This is rational that she comes up with.
Yeah.
She must have just been arguing with him to argue.
Go back
because you know she agrees with him.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, well, you know, they agree on a lot of things. They also agree that we don't need to authorize military actions in Iraq. They agree on Common Core. They agree on open borders. They agree on immigration, on amnesty. He said he's a Ron Paul type Republican.
Oh, shit. What does that mean, really?
And he believes that saving the country is going to take leaders, quote, who understand that we have a Bible and we have a Constitution. And if we do not follow the Constitution, then we will continue to go down this road of collapsing. Road of collapsing.
What the fuck? Listen, dude, we all understand we have a Bible.
We fucking know it. My anus is chafed from it being tried to shove up there, from you
right.
guys trying to cram your Bible up my asshole
by the way,
every step of the way.
And if you don't have a Bible, please go to crabdiving.com, go through our Amazon portal.
Right. There's beautiful Bibles available on Amazon.
Yeah, we get a little bit. It won't cost you anything
There's
to go through
great, us. Great atheist books, too. Get the God Delusion from
Whatever
Richard
Whatever you get, fine.
If you're questioning, I highly, highly suggest The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins. Even though he's an Islamophobic idiot right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's one of these who's out there. It bugs me because a lot of the lunatics on the right are saying, look at how hateful the atheists are, you know.
Yeah.
And because there are atheists out there that are very loud and out that are asshole misogynists.
Sure.
Like there seem to be a loud group There's a loud group of...
They're boisterous.
These libertarian atheists.
Oh, God.
Anti-feminists.
Yeah, they want to be out in the middle of the woods camping somewhere.
You know, feminists have ruined the country. these kind of guys.
They're stupid.
They don't represent atheists. Right. Actually, nobody represents atheists because all atheism means is you don't believe in a god. That's it. That's the only thing that makes us similar to a libertarian.
Yeah, but don't you walk around differently?
Or that makes us right. Or that makes us, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous.
But every time you walk into a church, you burn a little bit. Your skin burns.
And I didn't know Ron, I thought Ron Paul was more.
Ron Paul is an atheist.
Libertarian.
Just kidding.
Oh, he likes Jesus, but I think he's always like kind of advocated for the separation of church and state. But this guy's saying I'm Ron Paul, but then he swings the Bible out.
There's no way anyone could support Ron Paul if you saw him on that. What was that, Sacha Baron Cohen movie or something?
Right.
He did
because Bruno.
Bruno came on to him. It was a
sting,
big
joke.
And he lost his mind. He's so homophobic. It was a joke.
He didn't hit him.
But still, he was
a queer. I think he's a queer, remember?
Yeah, he's Ron Paul's a child.
So in the best line out of this idiot's mouth, as he was on this North Carolina rep, Walter Jones, as he was on the Laura Ingraham show, her shit fest, he says, okay, so we got to follow the Constitution and the Bible, right? Here we go. Quote, strap in for this one. That's what we need to do is to have a revolution in this country and not talking about guns necessarily.
Did he lay a finger to the side of it? Like, was he coy? Was he like this?
His radio.
Necessarily. Yeah.
Winking.
Yes.
And if I'm talking about a revolution of people putting out, of people getting out of their offices and
getting
into the streets, let their voices be heard. Greed has destroyed America, he said. You're a Republican. You're a Republican. The Bible talks about greed. And when this country started moving jobs out of the manufacturing industry of America to other countries so they could pay people 70 cents an hour instead of 18 an hour, that was the beginning of exactly what you just said. Well, we agree with you.
Yeah.
So pay people here $18 an hour.
Right.
If we don't take back this country, I don't know what our grandchildren are going to have to look forward to. Oh, your country? A barren, coal-filled, coke-dusty, fracked wasteland? What a lovely place.
There's shitloads of earthquakes.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you know what my favorite thing about future land is? When you can turn on the faucet and burn your water.
Right.
Oh, hey, that'll get you fucking high.
You get some heat and light.
I'm serious.
At the same time?
It's serious. This is a serious moment. Fracking will fuck up marijuana. Because where are you going to grow it?
Right.
I mean, it's...
Well, in Germany, remember, they're banning it because of the beer.
Right?
God damn it! They don't want the water to be tainted...
Absolutely!
...the tiniest little bit because that, they give a shit about their beer.
Well, that argument over there makes perfect sense. Over here, what are you going to do? Ruin Miller Lite? Bud Light? You're going to make that shitty?
Right.
You're going to ruin American beer. Oh, no. Say it ain't so. Oh, my God. Oh, this Coors tastes like shit. Oh, my God. I can't drink this Keystone anymore.
The Bush Light.
Oh, it's horrible.
So a big crabby fuck you to North Carolina Rep. Walter Jones.
How about this, Republican?
Bring on your revolution, Christo-fascist. Because there are liberals who, like guns, too.
We're trying to make the world a better place, not a shittier place.
Right.
Damn.
So that's it. That's that guy. North Carolina.
I don't know.
So that means parts of North Carolina are like, woohoo.
They're stupid.
He's our representative.
What are you going to do with those
Bible.
People?
Everybody's got to
see
find
that.
The
that's
Bible.
My whole point. I mean, it's like you could either have everyone vote or we could just have the intelligent people vote.
You're right.
Just take a simple test. Like it's a 10-point test. If you score below a certain, you can't vote.
But
it's fluid.
Ben Carson would pass.
I know. Well, I understand that. Ben Carson would pass, but a whole lot of other people pass.
There are a lot of dummies that vote Democrat, too.
Absolutely. Democratic. But there are less smart people that are Republicans. Right? I don't know.
Didn't...
Let me consult some facts.
Was it Santorum? Mm. who said, I just saw that meme.
Well, he's smart. See, I Santorum's
but during
scary.
The, well, he's probably having a hard time right now because he's one of those Catholics who is probably, he doesn't know what to do now because of the Pope.
Pope-y-dope-y.
Infallible.
Right.
The Pope is a saying, you got to be nice to the gay.
How do you guys see the Pope in the Catholic Church? Is it go...
Sexy, hot.
Right, right. Easy, breezy, beautiful. Right. Wait, is Mary above the Pope?
Well, yeah.
Is Jesus above the Pope?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Where's the Pope? Is the Pope above, like, the Apostle
it
Paul?
It goes God.
Okay.
Jesus.
Counting down from the top to the bottom, right?
Holy Spirit.
Wait a second. Who's the Holy Spirit?
He's the third one in the Trinity.
Okay. Like in the Matrix.
So it's God, Father, Holy Spirit. then it's God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Then
Yoda.
Then I would put the Pope.
Right.
Because the Pope is supposed to be God's representative on Earth. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe there's some higher... than him in heaven. I don't know the angel hierarchy. Maybe Archangel Michael.
But the Pope is bigger.
Has a better office.
The Pope is bigger than, say, John Q. Public Catholic, right?
Well, yeah.
Because he has the conduit.
Right.
Is the Pope the only person on the planet that can actually speak to Jesus in the eyes of Catholic people?
No, everybody.
I misunderstood.
He doesn't have, I don't think, well, yeah, he does. I think he does because the Pope is infallible.
Okay.
And supposedly what the Pope says goes and is the direct word of God / Jesus / Holy Spirit.
So
I guess if the Pope tomorrow said, okay, everybody start fucking each other. It's
right
on.
If the Pope killed somebody and then ran into the Vatican for sanctuary, could we not go get him? If he just
went? No, it's a sovereign country.
Okay.
God. They have their own police. it is. This is
what
it.
A great religion. They have the best. The Catholics have the best.
It's a country, by the way, that
right.
We, crab yeah. diving,
what?
Walked around the entire perimeter of
in
tiring,
too,
in Rome.
It was a long fucking walk.
We circumnavigated a country.
Circumnavigation.
Yeah, yeah.
We explored it.
It was a long
We went walk. Into. Did we not officially go into Vatican City?
We went under.
Oh, we went under.
We took
the Scavi.
That Scavi tour,
we
right?
We saw Jesus' shirt.
We saw Peter's bones.
I thought we saw Jesus' bones.
No, no.
What are you talking about?
Peter's bones. St. Peter.
Oh, God.
That's his basilica.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that box they had in the
right.
in the wall? That,
oh, yeah, yeah.
With the bones wrapped in the cloth?
That's not... I thought that was Jesus' bones.
No, of course not.
The shroud of
Jesus
current.
Went up. Jesus ascended. There's no bones.
Okay, wait. Then what about the Shroud of Turin? Who wore that?
That was the cloth.
Yes.
That was put on Jesus after they peeled him off the cross, after they, if they had a claw hammer, and they had to pull out the spikes, take him down, and then they laid him on the slab in the cave.
Right.
Because they didn't bury people then. They would throw them in caves and just put a big rock in front of the cave.
That's ridiculous.
And or in that area, I mean. And then they put a shroud, just a sheet over him.
Okay.
Because they bury more people in the cave. So when somebody else dies, they roll the stone back and walk in there. And they don't necessarily want to watch. Yeah, they don't necessarily
right.
want to see everybody you know, in various states of decay. So they put a cloth over them. Now, because Jesus...
Right.
Fucking came back from the dead.
Played by Willem Dafoe. Is that your favorite Jesus?
It was a good one.
Yeah.
That they're saying that whatever magic or radiation came out of Jesus when he came back to life,
yes,
laying there on the slab,
right,
infused itself into the Shroud of Turin.
Holy fuck!
Imprinting Jesus's face and like handprints. That was on his chest. Into
wait,
the shroud.
I didn't know. Wait, you're telling me Jesus could shoot fire and radiation out
no,
of his hands?
That one time.
Why didn't he do that to the Romans while they were stringing him up.
That one time. He didn't.
That one time.
His superpowers weren't great. We've done this before. We talked about Harry Potter versus Jesus.
Harry Potter wins every time.
Harry Potter wins every time. Jesus, from what we've seen, we don't know.
Boba Fett.
Unless Jesus has some secret superpowers that he didn't exhibit.
Boba Fett beats
to walk
Jesus.
On water. That's cool.
Okay.
Back from the dead.
Right.
I mean, I guess annoying.
Sure.
You could kill him. He keeps coming back.
Luke Skywalker can't do that with the Force, although he can come back in holograph form like Obi-Wan Kenobi
and
did.
And Yoda. They both did.
What are you talking about?
It's all so ridiculous.
So
it really
dumb.
All just
now we
dumb.
Have to see. It's so dumb, but yet we got all these politicians that you know, are praying and consulting their Bible before they make these fucking decisions.
Right.
You got a brain surgery. He's like, right before we close up, let's have a prayer.
We had, before
Shit.
We go to our next break here, we have a little bit of a follow-up yesterday.
Crab Nation follow-up.
Was Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, boy. What does that mean?
In most areas, it was Columbus Day.
Oh, yes.
Celebrating Christopher Columbus.
Oof, he's
For
a rough
some
guy.
Reason, we celebrate him here because, I don't know, they say he discovered America, which kind of didn't.
I mean, what if they had social media back then, do you think he would have tweeted out, oh, guys, FYI, I just took a naked Caribbean broad to my cabin in my ship, got her naked, and then raped her.
She tried to say no. Ha ha. Nailed her.
Yeah. Hashtag nailed her.
He's
a jerk.
Well, we knew somebody would be standing up for Chris. The Family Research Council.
No, God.
Knows the Vice President, Dr. Kenan Kirtan.
Hello, Kenan.
On the show Washington Watch said that the reason that people are criticizing Christopher Columbus in this country.
Yes.
The real reason.
Tell me why.
He knows the real one.
Don't lie to me.
Nothing to do with that raping or the subjugating or enslaving.
Okay. Right.
Nothing to do with that. It's because he brought the Lord to the savages.
I told you.
They hate him because he was Christian. He said Columbus had good intentions because he was trying to find gold to fund a war with those Muslims that were controlling Jerusalem. And he was trying to spread the gospel to those evil, Satan-worshipping, barefoot Indians.
No, they were barefoot.
That were here.
They didn't even have Crocs.
I added that part.
Oh, really?
The Family Research Council cunt argued that Columbus only enslaved them instead of killing them because he was a merciful leader.
Yay!
He only... enslaved them.
Right. That way, he enslaved them. That's it. That's all he did.
Well, he didn't kill them.
Right.
He's a nice guy.
He just made them work
he
for free.
He didn't kill those dumb savages.
As long as you work for free, I will not kill you. Columbus Day.
Quote, so he did do some things that weren't right. But his motives overall were, number one, to get gold to free Jerusalem. But secondly, to share the gospel.
Oh, God.
He was very much motivated by his Christian faith. I think he was motivated by the gold.
I think he was too.
And I think that is what is behind this effort to wipe his name out from history.
Right.
So instead of opening the book on Columbus and saying, okay, he came here. He is a part of history.
Yeah.
He's come here. He brought the Spaniards here.
No one's wiping his name.
Did all this shit. But let's maybe show exactly everything that he did.
Right. We're not wiping his name out of history at all.
Right.
We're actually making...
pretty soon,
bringing it up.
Jefferson isn't going to have own slaves, and Washington isn't going to own slaves. There, you know what some of these idiots try to say on the right is that the whole slavery thing was started by the founding fathers, the anti-slavery movement.
But they had slaves.
It's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's a lie. That when because Jesus wrote the Constitution, that America brought the end of slavery to the world. I've heard this.
This is insane.
America brought the end of slavery. Meanwhile, we still had slaves here when the Netherlands, France, England had all outlawed slavery. Right. We still fucking had it here. We were like gay marriage now.
Johnny come latelys. We're Johnny come latelys. Always.
We're leaders. How dare you? Jesus picked us.
I mean, you
pointed
know,
right
listen,
at us.
You Second Amendment assholes. That's the guns, right? 2A.
Right.
The people that wrote that own people, okay? Enough said.
Even the Spanish
sacred.
Government, by the way,
arrested
Christopher Columbus for what he did.
Oh, yes. What were the charges? Being a shithead. Raping.
Yeah, for he imposed iron discipline on the first Spanish colony in the Americas. What's now in the Caribbean is the Dominican Republic. So the reason that every baseball player in the United States speaks Spanish
is because of
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher.
He brought Spanish to the
Columbus.
Dominican Republic.
Well, that was good, right? Or is it good?
Punishments included cutting off people's ears and noses.
For what?
They used to parade women naked through the streets, sold them into slavery.
Happy Columbus Day!
Columbus's government was characterized as tyranny.
It sounds horrible.
This historian says.
Listen, man, you'll get your nose cut off and then paraded through the streets if you want. You break the law or something?
One man caught stealing corn had his nose and ears cut off, placed in shackles, and then auctioned off as a slave for stealing corn.
Ooh, happy Columbus
That's
Day.
Good. He should have shot him.
Right. He's trying to bring gold to Jerusalem.
Right. He didn't follow the Bible.
And
that's another thing. These idiots who were, you know, when they talk about Michael Brown or whatever, he deserved to die. He robbed that cigarillo. He's a punk.
Right.
He's a thug. Their favorite word. Thug.
Right.
The rule of order. Rule of order.
Dickhead.
So this is what they want. They'd be for this. They'd be for chopping off a man's nose.
I don't think they would
be. How different is that from Saudi Arabia?
I don't know.
Never
been to
the Saudi
Taliban, Arabia.
From ISIS.
It's not different.
If you steal something, they cut off your hand.
Ouch.
Well, they do that part right.
Do you get to pick which hand?
It's not in the name of Jesus.
Not
my
whacking hand.
Yeah. So they said that the monarchs became worried by growing rumors of Columbus's barbarity and avarice. They found
God.
A document that
a manuscript, a missive
about. It's basically all the atrocities that were the evidence that they were gathering
about Columbus,
about him. He and his brothers were finally forced to travel back to Spain in chains. Although he never recovered his titles, he was set free and allowed to sail back to the Caribbean. I'm reading from The Guardian. So they say he was sacked.
All right.
He lost his job as tyrant of the Caribbean.
But
let's have a day for him.
Right. Oh, sure. Could you imagine you send some guy over there, try to discover India, a new route to the spice trade, whatever. And you're like, I found this new place. We'll call it the Americas. Amazing. You know, great. And then 10 minutes into it, he's cutting off people's noses. Lopping off ears, chaining them up, selling them into slavery because they, you know, infringed on some of his barbaric rules or something.
Yeah.
God.
It's always fun.
Couldn't he have done better? Couldn't he have done something differently? You know, done some positive things?
Well, he did. He brought Jesus to the brown people.
Oh, stop it.
Whether they wanted it or not.
We got to stop. We got to talk to somebody about this Jesus thing. People, just give it up. Just stop it. We're done.
Well, don't. But just keep it away from us. I mean, go ahead, rock on with your Jesus and your little fish on your car and shit. I mean, go ahead, enjoy.
What
but
is the fish with the little?
Keep it out of my courthouses. Keep it out.
Right.
Keep it out of the government.
The Darwin fish. That's what I love.
And absolutely don't try to make America's kids stupider.
Yeah.
Any more than they need.
Yeah, it's not necessary. They're dumb enough.
Your stupid book says it was created 6,000 years ago, and therefore you can't believe in evolution, and therefore you can't believe in global warming.
No, but please, operate on my brain.
All Jesus has to do is stand up and stop teabagging the earth. It'll get cooler or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, Jesus doesn't even have sack anymore. He left his mortal body.
How dare you? Jesus' sack is infinite.
Oh, really? The sack of Turin?
He's got a big sack and carries a gun.
In it?
Don't you read the Constitution?
No.
We're going to be back. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be back for the home stretch. on Crab Nation Liquid U Tuesday.
Tuesday.
More.
We put the link to listen to on Facebook, but if you're listening, you obviously found it anyway.
You've already found it.
You
found
it. Thank you there.
Doesn't matter. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Take a hit. Take a shit. Take whatever you need. More Crab Nation on the other side.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StoragePipe helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StoragePipe can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StoragePipe.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne LaPierre, giving a little bit of his special love.
I thought that was actually a recording of Christopher Columbus.
It could have been.
Explaining why he has to cut people's noses off.
Right.
We were just talking in the break, like, fucking Spain was horrified by Christopher Columbus.
Right. Spain in 1490.
Oh my God.
Something, or the early 1500s.
What freaks people out back then, you know?
Right.
Christopher Columbus. He was that fucking scary.
He was, apparently he was doing some shit. Well, he's chopping off noses.
Oh my God.
And things like that. I'm trying to find my clip.
God, if there's a, you know, not that this would exist, if there's some sort of afterlife and people that were tortured by Columbus, is they're looking down from the clouds and seeing all these fucking Columbus Day parades.
Right.
I was going to be like, listen, I think...
You've got to be kidding me.
I think we're having a misunderstanding what he did.
Right.
He would cut... He cut my ears off, and then he chained me up and braided me around the square, and then that freaked the Spaniards out to the point where they fired his ass.
And that takes a long time.
What do you mean?
Firing somebody in 1500.
Oh, yeah. Candy Graham.
They didn't have the email.
Right, right.
You couldn't...
They had to take ski-doos across the Atlantic.
Right.
Horrible. What do you think it was like crossing the ocean back then, man? Especially with all the serpents.
Probably unpleasant. Yeah.
Oh, my God. How horrible. I would believe there are monsters in the ocean as well if I had crossed the pond at that point. I mean, it would just seem so horrendous.
Yeah, the serpents would be the least of the worries.
I mean, what you know, a nice flu goes around the ship and you're shitting your guts out, you're just sneezing.
Right. Ebola.
Yeah. I mean, also, too, I mean, what was it like during some of those storms? I bet it was terrifying. A wooden ship navigating through a fucking hurricane?
Yeah, I have a feeling.
A lot of people died.
Not pleasant, yeah. I'm having issues.
What's going on? You got computer problems over there?
I'm having some dashboard issues.
Damn
right
it,
now,
man.
But everything should be okay.
Right.
In a moment. I've got a clip.
Do you really?
Some clips here that kind of have to be heard to believe. This is the guy.
What do you mean, a clip? A clip in your Uzi?
Yeah, this guy has, I'm sure this guy is a big fan of guns. He's got a show, he's one of these assholes that has an internet radio show and a YouTube channel. By the way, go to crabdiving.com.
Right, right. I'm so sorry. By the way, look out the window. Look at that fucking hippie leaning up against his organic vegetable, like Subaru, hippie.
He's a major hipster.
Station wagon. He's into organic vegetables, but he's smoking. That's weird, right?
That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, you're so worried about that. You're going to smoke cigarettes.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, come on.
So this guy's name is Drew Walker.
Right.
He has a YouTube show.
No, Liquid U.
The production quality is amazing.
Oh, wow.
And
Star Wipe.
You might want to suggest it. I don't know. He turns the light on in the room, possibly.
Oh, it's
just
dark.
A little tiny bit of advice.
He's a minimalist.
So, I don't even have to. Here he is.
Yes.
Here's a little bit of the love from the right.
Right.
Here's a Tea Party asshole of megalithic proportion.
Right, this video's taught to liberal douchebags out there. Do you think attacking me is going to stop me from doing what I'm going to do? Fuck no, it ain't. I can give two shits less about any one of you. Every one of you liberal fucking faggots can sit there and drop fucking dead, and it wouldn't faze me in the least. You know what? I got fucking family that's liberals. Guess what? I don't fucking talk to them.
So
you don't have any more? I can.
Oh, absolutely.
I can listen to that guy all fucking day.
Drew Walker, I think, maybe not as big of a Bible banger.
I got families who fuck got. Families that are fucking liberals. I don't fucking talk to them.
On October 6th, he put out, if you think Sandy Hook school shooting and the other shit was real, read this. It's about some FEMA order that he allegedly found. So here he – this guy's out of
it. By the way,
this
dude shouldn't be reading shit. You know what I mean?
Nothing.
He should be reading anything.
I think a rubber
– Reading – hey, reading –
a rubber room.
Reading's not for you.
Some a free range for him somewhere where all the crazies could run.
He used to yell. Y'all's too worried about, oh, Obama's the best fucking thing. Yeah, right. This motherfucker illegally made Obamacare. Y'all's fucking happy. You getting free fucking benefits, right? No, it ain't that way. Think about how many doctors are not going to take Obamacare, you fucking stupid asses. You'll be running in, I got insurance. And I'll go, no, you don't. You're a fucking moron. You're paying into a fucking useless piece of fucking paper that's going to do you no fucking good.
So we've...
I wanted him to call in so bad.
We've fucking driven this fucking fact fucking home to these fucking idiots.
Y'all.
That fucking Obamacare isn't fucking insurance. Fucking Obamacare sets you up with fucking private insurance, you fucking idiots.
Y'all's too worried about how great Obama is.
You're not going to walk into a doctor and say, I have Obamacare, and he's going to go, we don't take it.
Let me ask you something. If you were writing, if you transcribing what he said, which I think would be amazing, how do you write y'alls? Like you all.
Y apostrophe A-L-L apostrophe S.
Is that a real word or is that not a word? Is that correct grammar? Y'all.
I think the universal writing of it is Y apostrophe A-L-L.
Oh, really?
Y'all.
I have a problem with this guy. He's not observing Liquid U Tuesday. Fuck him.
Well, I don't know.
Y'all's liberal.
He may not have recorded this on a Tuesday.
Y'all liberal motherfuckers yelling, y'all's got Obamacare. Fuck y'all's. I love him. I want to call in.
He recently shared a post encouraging American hunters to band together and revolt against the United States.
Oh, good.
Quote, American hunters literally deploy themselves into the woods with live fire firearms without many issues considering how many there are, like in Wisconsin.
What is he talking about?
But really, the number of hunters in Wisconsin pales in comparison to the 750,000 who hunted deer in the woods of Pennsylvania.
What? Okay. Nobody gets to hunt deer in Wisconsin.
Now
they
add
do
those to our gun owners who do not hunt. Consider the large numbers with handguns and military-grade weapons. Get in the picture? How about we add in the total number of hunters in all the remaining 46 states? All combined there becomes a civil army.
Fuck y'all!
That numbers in the tens of millions. Tens of millions of people.
Tens of millions.
These total numbers of armed people, citizens of the United States, literally establishes us as the world's largest army. That is amazing, is it not? So he's saying that all the crazy armed lunatics in America are the world's largest
army.
They're
going to band together. He's going to get all the crazy people together.
Now, I don't know where he got this number from, but this is terrifying. Don't forget that more than 60% of the U.S. military will uphold their oath and come over to our side.
Fuck you, liberal.
With their weaponry, too.
I got Obamacare. No, you don't.
Did you hear that?
What?
Don't forget 60% of the military is going to uphold their oath and come over to our side.
Wait.
With their weaponry, too.
How's he know?
That's why I want to know where he gets this number, that 60% of the military is going to become treasonous and turn into a Christian Taliban coup.
Right. You know where I think he got that? I think he probably read some fucking article that said, like, morale is in 60% of the soldiers in the army. Maybe morale is low, and then this guy,
or there's
like
60% are Christians, maybe or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, maybe he
and the rest
has
of you fucking liberals out there. Oh, I collect welfare. I collect this. I collect that. I fucking milk the government dry. Yeah, it's because you assholes. This country's where it's at. You liberal motherfuckers need to wake the fuck up or step the fuck down. Get the fuck out of our way. We're doing something. We're trying to get this country back the way the forefathers intended it to be. And that's perfect. Not the way you assholes have it now. You think, oh, it's great. No, it ain't great. Motherfuckers, you're out there not giving two shits less about the fucking vets who fought for this fucking country, who fought to keep you fucking safe, but yet you're like, fuck them. We don't need them. Yeah, you do.
Well, who says we don't... The liberals are the ones who tried to pass the fucking
fuck that
money for the fucking veterans, you fucking idiot.
Fuck that.
And the fucking GOP asshole retarded moronic libertarian cunts like you are the ones who in fucking Congress fucking voted that fucking down.
You can't get mad at this guy. There's no way. You just can't. He's too funny. He's so hilarious. I love him. I mean, he's, you know.
Here's the last part I got.
And it's bullshit that they fought, got injured, or got killed because assholes like you are too much of a fucking pussy to step up and do what is right. You all should have been in the fucking military, but none of you were. Why? Because you're pussies. Nothing but fucking low-life, rag-headed fucking pussies.
Rag-headed?
So everyone you want to talk shit about me, fucking make comments about me, I don't care. Keep doing it. It gives me fuel to make these fucking videos about you.
He's got his TV going in the background, you notice, too.
His voice is funny, man. Do you think this is all off the cuff, or do you think he's reading? He's got an outline or
you
something?
Think, well, he's reading off a teleprompter.
I don't know. I mean,
fuck you!
I mean, that's what this guy is. He's a little Marky Kessler wannabe.
Yeah, but he's really... I mean, he's got, like, this fucking cadence.
It's
fucking hilarious.
More New York-y or whatever,
I don't know.
God,
he's great.
Northeastern. So maybe I'll try to find some more of.
He's entertaining as hell.
Drew Walker.
I mean, what's it like? Wouldn't it be funny? I mean, you know, is he the guy that shows up Thanksgiving dinner? He's the one crazy relative. Is that what he means by
did
like?
You hear, he says, "I got relative, liberal relatives."
I talk to him.
Yeah.
This guy could be an uncle of mine. You know what I mean? He could be a relative. We both show up to the same Thanksgiving.
He says he's not racist.
Oh, yeah.
But he hates Obama, not because he's black, well, blackish.
Uh-oh.
But because of, quote, the illegal acts of treason and the crimes that he's committed against his country and all the bullshit he thinks he can get away with.
You think he might be just a little racist?
Every one of these douchebag motherfuckers in D.C. needs to be relieved of their duty immediately, including Obama and that fucking fat, nasty fucking Sasquatch he calls his fucking wife.
You fucking pussy! Oh, shit!
That fucking cunt is a man. Get it right, guys. It is a man, not a woman. They probably stole those fucking kids from Africa.
Whoa.
Goonie fucking goo-goo.
This guy's...
There's a quote from Drew Walker.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez.
Bit of love.
Where did he study?
Sasquatch.
Ooh.
Sasquatch.
See, I know earlier he did say he was not racist. I think he might be.
Well, I didn't hear the N-word.
No, I mean...
He said cunt.
Right.
Sasquatch.
Well... You know,
oh, Africa. They probably stole the fucking kids
right.
from Africa.
And then what did he say? Goonie goo goo goo?
Goonie fucking goo goo.
I don't know what that means.
Goonie fucking goo goo. I got to get that
I don't
audio.
Know what that means.
We got to find that audio.
That could be racist.
Yeah.
There could be undertones to that. I have no idea.
He ends his argument with, "So liberals, eat shit and die, motherfuckers. You're no good to this world anyway."
Eat shit and die, motherfuckers.
Eat shit and die, motherfuckers. You're no good to this world anyway.
God, that's funny.
So maybe we'll get some, hopefully there's some more.
What's his name again?
Drew Walker. And this is thanks to Americans Against the Tea Party. John Prager again coming through with a great story about this guy. So we're coming up on the big end of today's Liquid U. Tuesday show, ladies and gentlemen. We are here every fucking weekday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast, live!
You liberal motherfuckers!
Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this great stuff that we give to you.
Fuck y'all!
That we, from our teats, we shower you with.
Y'all
here.
Fucking pussies!
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving. Join our conversation.
Yay.
Join everything that's going on over on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on Google Plus. We're on Pinterest. We're on fucking Instagram.
Right.
We're all over the internet.
Fuck y'all.
Spread the crabs.
Spread the clap.
Spread the crabs. Share the crabs. Love the crabs. Ryan Pfeiffer. Follow him on Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience.
And
oh, so Vile.
Don't forget to go to crabdiving.com for everything about us. I'm going to put up a link there, too, that it'll help us get the live stream so
we're
working on Voc Nation, so we'll
fuck
be able
y'all.
To go there soon. Thanks, everybody. Quote Drew, fuck y'all, motherfuckers. Liberals eat, cheat, and die. You're no good to this world
anyway.
Oh my god.
That's amazing. This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the Crabs on Twitter at Crab Diving and on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.